Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on plant protection supplies now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready to spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
He was the mayor of Margaritaville, the leader of the Parrot Heads, and the son of a sailor. Unfortunately, the great Jimmy Buffett passed away just a few weeks ago at the age of 76, got some rare skin cancer, but he lived his life in the sun. And today we will escape and we will listen to songs you know by heart, Jimmy Buffett's greatest hits, with the parenthetical subtitle, meaning the S in quotations, means at the time, you know, Margaritaville was the only song that he had that was a hit. So when you try to put out a greatest hits and you really only have one hit, that was kind of his way of saying, these are my hits.
Right.
And that's what I respected about Jimmy. We got the Vinyl Boys here ready to do this episode. What is going on, DJ Ramo G?
Ah, man, just living life, loving it.
Well, today we're going to be like wearing flip-flops and kicking it.
I'm all about it,
Jimmy
bro.
Buffett.
All about it.
Memphis, you got any Jimmy Buffett love in your heart?
Of course. I got on jorts right now.
Well, what are jorts?
Jean shorts. This is what the popular item is for gentlemen to wear in the state of Florida.
No, that's what people who request Bad Bunny with their phone wear.
Bim. DJ Tomcat, I feel like you have a piece of Jimmy Buffett in your soul, as you love the beach, you love being in the sunshine.
He is a beach.
And you like writing songs about the palm trees and coconuts and what have yous.
I do. I come from a place that's quite a bit like a Margaritaville, a little island that got whacked by this hurricane, so it's a very Margaritaville story. And now they're building a Margaritaville there, so definitely Jimmy Buffett in my life.
FMB.
The first song on this album, it comes in strong with Cheeseburger in Paradise, and I want to give one small nugget, all of us living here in the lovely Gulf Coast of Florida. Allegedly, and Jimmy has said this on interviews, he wrote Cheeseburger in Paradise while at the island just off of Captiva, where they put all the dollar bills. When you go there, you're supposed to take a dollar bill out and tape it to the wall. It's called Cabbage Key.
Been there.
I know that place.
I've actually caught fish and then taken it there, and they'll cook your fish that you catch.
Yeah, really? I know that place.
That's fun. I had a burger there.
So this first song that we're going to do inspired just maybe 25, 30 minutes away from where we are recording this show right now. Let's get into it. Cheeseburger in Paradise. This is Songs You Know By Heart. I feel like we all kind of know this one by heart. Drop the needle on the record. We are the Vinyl Boys. Brought to you by Factor Meals.
Man.
Fresh meals right to your house.
Now I'm really hungry. Cheeseburgers, Factor Meal. Yes.
Yeah, good stuff.
Here it is. Yeah, Jimmy. Jimmy was born in Mississippi, 1947.
Well, that's good. I'm glad he's not a mouth breather.
He was the son of a sailor. His parents worked at the shipyard there on the Gulf in Mississippi. And so that's why, you know, later we'll hear the song Son of a Sailor, which is a great song. And it's a true story.
I've always loved that song.
Cheeseburger. And have you guys ever been to the Keys, any of you?
Yeah, I
right
have.
Here?
Yep. I drove down the bridges all the way down there. It was awesome.
Yeah. I've done that. That's really cool, man.
I did it this year.
It's awesome.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
I went to what is called Bartender's Bash down there, and it was nuts.
I bet.
Yep. Isla Mirada.
Well, they say the song Margaritaville was inspired by the Keys. You know, his whole career really inspired by the Keys. His story was early in life, he wrote for Billboard magazine at one point. He was like a critic of music for Billboard, so he wrote articles. He also was a songwriter, and he would play music in New Orleans. He wanted to go to school, I think, at the University of Southern Mississippi. That is the school that he graduated from, with a degree in journalism. But he would play in New Orleans and just, you know, put a hat out and play his guitar and sing his songs and sing other people's songs.
That's cool, man. You got it.
And then he would get enough money. He actually got enough money on his own to pay for his tuition. Got his degree.
There it is. There's that line. The lines, Gentry.
Cheeseburger in Paradise. Do you guys know what the Cheeseburger in Paradise has on it? He just said it.
I heard some lettuce in there, some tomatoes.
Pickle, red onion.
A jalapeno slice.
I don't think I heard anything about a jalapeno, but...
You sure? I could have swore I heard that. Maybe that's what I want on mine. That's what I want on my cheeseburger.
How do you take your cheeseburger, Remo?
Pretty much with everything on it. Intravenously, yeah. Maybe sometimes. If I'm hungover, it'd be nice. No, definitely pretty much everything except pickles.
You're a no pickles guy?
Oh, not man. On burgers.
You'll have tomato, but you won't have a pickle?
Yeah.
Why?
All right, next song we got coming up. He went to Paris. You don't think about Paris.
Pickles suck. I'm
not
a pickle
guy. You don't
think
about Paris when you think about Jimmy Buffett.
I mean, I like pickles. I just do not like them in hamburgers.
You should try them spicy pickles.
This episode of the Vinyl Boys is being brought to you by BetterHelp. Some people I know out there have trouble falling asleep. All of a sudden, all the responsibilities you have during the day start weighing on you. You're laying in bed, and they say the number one thing to keep you healthy is to get your rest. Tomcat, you ever find yourself up late at night trying to fall asleep and your brain won't stop?
Oh, yeah. But it's not late at night. It's early in the evening when I got to go to bed because I got to get up early in the morning and I've got to go to bed by like 10 o'clock. I don't usually go to bed at that time. Mm-hmm. So my thoughts are racing.
And I know, Memphis, you've been using BetterHelp and their services. Has it been helping you get some of those negative thoughts out of your mind?
Not so much like negative thoughts, but just things that's just going on in my personal life that, you know, I cannot really discuss, you know, with anybody else. But having a therapist to be able to talk these things out and have me, you know, give me a little bit more clarity on some stuff, it helps me out tremendously.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, I suggest you give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. Get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. All you have to do, visit betterhelp.com/vinyl today and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/vinyl. Save 10%. How do you like your burgers? If you're ordering a burger from scratch, Memphis, how do you take it?
First, I'm going to have it. It's got to be Wagyu beef. You know, I'm that guy.
You're a snob.
Yes, I am not a snob. I just
So apparently you go to Arby's.
I like quality beef.
No, but wait, you know? Is it gonna be,
I thought it was Wagyu.
But hold on. Is it going to be well done?
No. Come on now. Listen.
Medium?
Listen, I ain't gone that far.
Let him in.
Medium well. Okay. Mostly my burgers are medium well.
I like that.
Because it's a burger, you know.
Sure.
And then I would have like... provolone cheese or cheddar cheese, you know, but I gotta have my grilled onions, you know, preferably the red onion and jalapeno slices, and then you put it on top with, you know, I may have it just regular
mayo, mustard, ketchup.
Nothing. I ain't doing that. I say that for my fries.
Why don't you just use jalapeno queso? And then you don't have to put jalapenos on top. It's already in the cheese.
For one, gross.
It's the same damn thing. No, what are you talking about?
No, it is not. It's not, because it's different kinds of cheese.
He's 12, folks.
It's cheddar is not cheese whiz. It's better cheese.
How about that? But I'm saying
it shouldn't take you 20 minutes to order a fucking burger.
Well, you know what? When I'm ordering my burger, I want my shit. I'm the paying customer, and I want it my way.
All right, Tomcat, how do you take your cheeseburger?
I kind of like it exactly the way they said it in the song, except for it's got to have bacon because everything's better with bacon.
It's true.
I just wanted to say one thing about this song, Fins. He said, Jimmy Buffett said he wrote this song when he was up at a bar in Daytona Beach. He saw a group of guys crowded around hitting on a bunch of girls, and he said he imagined they had shark fins on the back the way they were circling these girls.
That's not this song, though, unfortunately.
Fins.
Vins is the next song.
Oh yeah,
this is he went to Paris.
He went to Paris.
He hit the bong twice.
I did. That was high.
Well, do you know the name? Whoever gets this right gets to hit the bong first. You can't look it up. Everybody, make sure nobody's looking it up. What was the name of Jimmy Buffett's band?
The Wranglers.
Nope.
He's looking it up. Look at him. He's touching his computer.
I was looking up the right song, so I have the correct song.
He's the name of his band.
It's not the Wranglers.
Since none of you guys did your research.
Let me try.
Okay, go ahead.
Now he
lives in the eye. You don't know.
The Buffeteers?
No.
The Buffett Ears?
They were
kind of weird, man. That's,
they were the Coral Reefers.
Reefers.
Oh, yes. Reefers. Nice. So when you say Tomcat hit the bong twice, three times, concentrates, everything, edibles, everything he's done before the show.
Stoned.
Jimmy Buffett also partaked in the marijuanica.
I can see that.
He should have.
He sold a lot of marijuana products because I've been to Sutera, which is a marijuana store here in town, mm-hmm. and they have a line of 5 o'clock somewhere, and Jimmy Buffett.
Really?
Yep. Vapes and all that stuff and edibles.
I didn't know that. Yes, I didn't know he had a line.
Yes, he does.
Nice.
Oh, they've actually thought he was a smuggler because when he moved to Key West in 1971, Key West was not a real tourist destination like it is today, where people go down there to enjoy the history of it. This was a long time ago, the early 70s. When he moved down there, he was hanging out with like real people, like had lineage to pirates, real drug smugglers, and entertainers. You know, I mean, and people that were down there were like beach bums, you know?
Yeah.
And he lived that life, the culture of like a pirate. And so he would make songs about the pirates and being a sailor like his parents and drug smugglers. Well, one time he actually got shot at by the Jamaican authorities because they thought he was a smuggler.
Jamaica Mistake.
Wow. Yeah, he wrote a song about it called Jamaica Mistake, like Tomcat just said.
That one I know.
And so they asked, at one point he was being interviewed on 60 Minutes and they were like, do you live the real lifestyle of everything you talk about? You know, hanging out with drug smugglers. Were you a drug smuggler? He was like, well, no, I never actually smuggled drugs. I might even have that clip. Let me look for it here. But yeah, here it is. I got the 60-minute clip of Jimmy Buffett as he was asked, did you do everything that you would sing about? Let's see if I can get it here without screwing the show up. Here we go.
No, I did not. I did not do that. I was accused of it several times and spent a few days in jail for it.
Really?
And after that, I didn't think it was very cool that I thought that was cool.
You spent a couple of days in jail?
I spent a day in jail on a French island. It was a case of misidentification. I was falsely accused of something that I did not do.
I know what that's like.
Falsely accused.
Yeah, it sucks.
Me too.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But now he's selling the weed legal lack, boys.
You know what, though? When you was telling us that story, G, I was going to ask, did this motherfucker run drugs? Because he seemed like the type to me that'll do it.
Well, he's been accused of it a lot because a lot of his songs talk about smuggling drugs. And so they associate him with drug smugglers, and I guess he has a lot of friends that he wrote a lot of songs about their experiences being in the Keys and in the Everglades. A lot of drugs came in.
Hell yeah.
And he played in Miami for a while as well. The first Margaritaville, I believe, was in the Miami area. I think maybe it was the Keys first, then Miami. Then it went everywhere.
I actually went to the one in the Keys.
Oh, yeah?
I think
yeah.
that's the original one.
Yep. It's delicious. They actually have a shop in there. I don't believe the one in Orlando does.
No, they're putting one on Fort Myers Beach.
I know. I can't wait till it opens. We're definitely going. Huge fans.
I guess in the mid-80s, he kind of had a slump where he had come out with Margaritaville in the 70s, and people were like, oh, he's just going to be a one-hit wonder. And so he wasn't really selling a lot of records, and he wasn't as hot as he was when Margaritaville was hitting. And so he decided, he loved the Keys so much, he decided to just set up a t-shirt shop where he was going to sell Margaritaville t-shirts and some margarita glasses, a little novelty store. Well, the store became super popular. And, you know, now you see Margaritaville merch everywhere, to where at one point in the late 90s, his merchandise was making $10 million a year in sales.
That's crazy.
That's nice.
This is a good, well, very well-written song. People will say Jimmy is a poet. They'll say he's a prophet. But he just he sings about his life.
Son of a sailor, I went out on the sea for adventure, expanding the view of the captain and crew like a man just released from indenture.
He wrote this song about his grandfather, apparently. Delaney Buffett was his name. That's a good Irish name, it seems like. Delaney.
I wonder how they ended up in Tennessee.
Who?
That's where he's from, right? Didn't he say Tennessee?
No, Mississippi.
He was says Buffett's grandfather was a sailor born in the town of Rose Blanche in Newfoundland, Canada.
Oh.
Later moving to Glace Bay in Nova Scotia and eventually settling in Mobile, Alabama.
Alabama.
He died in 1970.
Oh.
Also inspired Buffett's early tune, The Captain and the Kid.
Interesting.
Well, he then grew up in Mississippi with his dad. And then after that, he went to Nashville because he wanted to be like a country singer. He said he related to country singers, but the type of music he sang really didn't fit the country mold 100%. For a guy who never really fit the mold of mainstream radio, I mean, a couple of songs by Jimmy Buffett get played on the radio, but that's it. Margaritaville, Cheeseburger in Paradise, and maybe Come Monday, those three songs. And really, those didn't get played right away.
Right.
So it's amazing at what this guy accomplished in his life, having all these followers, this parrot head cult of followers, and he able to turn it into a billion-dollar business with restaurants. And the fact that he's a pilot. And the other thing that is ironic to me about this guy is he looks, I said it before the show, he looks like he could be the vice principal at your high school. Like, if you look at him, you wouldn't think he's a rock and roll star.
Best-selling author as well.
Yeah, he wrote books.
Like, Mr. Buffett got the most boring life ever. Meanwhile.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he has all these people show up to all of his shows that he sells out across the country. At one point, he was making like $30 million a year at the peak of his stardom in the early 2000s and late 90s, when these parrot festivals, he'd do about 30 to 35 of them a year, and they would sell out in minutes. And a lot of people say that they would go to these shows because it was like an escape. A lot of them were people that had real jobs. You know, you had to work 9 to 5, you work all day. But yet, you're ready for a midlife crisis. You know, you want to get high. Yep. You want to go to a concert. You want to drink some beers. You want to see some tits. You know, you want to sing a song. But you're 45 or 50 or 60. And he got a big following that way.
And what he sings about is kind of like losing yourself to find yourself. Margaritaville's like that.
Next song, I think it is my favorite song on the album. Could be.
A Pirate Looks.
At 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a great song. Probably his best lyrics ever, if you ask me.
I don't know that I've ever heard it.
He speaks about the Gulf of Mexico in here in this song. Listen. Brother, brother, ocean. Or like mother, mother, ocean. I'm sorry.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother. I think it's mother, mother, ocean is the opening lines.
Mother, mother, ocean.
There it is.
The ocean is female.
I have heard you call. Wanted to sail upon your waters. I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all.
Mother Ocean's seen it all.
You've seen my it balls.
Just that's not the words.
What are we ad-libbing?
Well, he did wear some very short shorts all the time. So they probably did. Looking? Well, they didn't like,
see my nuts, see my nuts, see my nuts.
I'm sure they've seen a nut or two when he was jamming in shorts.
I saw Jimmy Buffett's nuts!
Yes!
She going home have a good time tonight, thinking about Jimmy Buffett's nuts.
All right.
I think this next line's some of the best stuff.
I am a pirate. 200 years too late. The cannons don't thunder. There's nothing to plunder. I'm an overboard victim of fate.
It's that. He's talking about that. A man wants to get out and plunder some shit, but
you're arriving
left.
Too late.
Too late. You know, everything is kind of settled now, and there's no need for you to be a badass and be a pirate anymore.
Sure.
Your time has passed. Tough guy.
It's not true, though.
Money to
because the camels are on the horizon, Jimmy.
Never miss. That means, yep.
You know what it means.
Yeah, I do.
I have no idea what you mean, what that means.
You guys don't have any memory. We talked about it a while ago.
A lot of drugs.
He talks about how he made so much money that he could buy Miami, but he pissed it away so fast.
Wow. You know? How?
That had to be fun.
I was like, wait, how? In Miami? Shit.
Yeah. What, he rent an apartment?
I know, right? Bought a couple chicks.
Quite a bit.
They pretty much did.
He's a billionaire, this guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's worth a cool bill. He's a Billy.
A cool bill. He up there.
Well, he had his own alcohol. I mean, now his wife and his three kids get the money.
Yeah, lucky them.
But he's still got the casinos. I went to one of his casinos in Tulsa. We've got a new Margaritaville right here in Southwest Florida, which it's sad that he won't live to see it.
Yeah. Finished. I'll enjoy it for him.
This song's about a real guy.
I gotta say, though.
This song right here is about a real guy.
Oh, yeah?
From Key West. Yeah, Buffett was 27 when he released this song, but he's not about him. He wrote it about a guy named Phil Clark, one of the more colorful characters he met when he first came down to Key West in Florida in the early 70s, and he said Clark was a modern-day pirate. Smuggler.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
Phil Clark.
You could actually, pirating was legal out there for a while.
What qualifies for being a pirate? Meaning that you're taking other people's shit?
Well, basically, it was law that
you got to be on a boat when you take it, though.
When a ship, no. Here's what it is: when a ship wrecked on the coast of the Keys, the first person to get out to the boat, gets to claim all of the ship. And, you know, for helping save the people on the boat. But you got to save whatever saved, you get the biggest cut of it.
And then when they get there, you go, parlay! Damn, this parlay!
And it was legal. It was legal in the court.
It says here that, according to the internet, a pirate is a person who attacks and robs ships at sea. It's also a person who appropriates or reproduces the work of another for profit without their permission.
A biter.
So you're a pirate, Ramo. You don't even know.
Where'd he get that out?
A bloody pirate.
You see his eyes? You see how he agreed with you? He changed his eyes on you.
My sick string.
You know, I got to say something, man. So we were in Nashville when Jimmy Buffett passed away. So we, you know, I went to a football game, came out. We were like, let's go to Margaritaville, have one for Jimmy. We got in there. Surprisingly, I was shocked that we were able to get in Nashville. Because you figure that place would have been rocking.
Yeah.
But we get in, and then the bartenders were terrible. I was disappointed.
You didn't get a good margarita?
I did not.
No outlaw, shaker, salt?
Nothing. The experience was not there. They dropped the ball because I wanted to have that experience, and they dropped the ball. So, Margaritaville, Nashville. Sorry, man. Y'all got to step it up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The one in the Keys was excellent.
Oh, I'm sure. It better be.
Yeah.
The last one I went to was the one at City Walk in Orlando. Really good.
That was awesome.
That was
rock.
Good. Yeah,
I've been to that one.
I've been to that one about 10 times.
They even have at the bar the volcano that blows. You know?
Yes, that is so fun.
He has the famous song. I don't know if it's on this album. But the vault, no, when they say the volcano blows.
I think the volcano song is the last
song on this album.
Oh, it is on this one. Okay, good.
Is it on here?
Yes, it is.
The volcano actually like has some stuff that comes out of it like at the bar. Like
sure
a
does.
Sauce.
Yeah. Just smack
it explodes.
It does.
Margaritaville.
Quite intensely.
The one song we heard earlier that I forgot to mention, you know the song Fins to the Left, Fins to the Right, us being in South Florida, if you ever go to a Miami Dolphins game, every time they score, they play that song. After the extra point, they do Fins to the Left, Fins to the Right, being the Dolphins.
Right.
So that Finn song is a big song in South Florida for them Dolphin fans.
No doubt. And that stadium is extremely hot, just as hot as the Raymond James in Tampa.
Yeah.
Jimmy Buffett loved the heat.
He wrote this one in Key West as well.
He was at a hotel, I guess, watching the ships come in, right?
Yeah, I actually, when we did the Key West tour, they pointed out the hotel. He actually wrote that in. It's I don't even know if it's a hotel anymore. I think it's like a store, like a shop.
It's called the Old Anchor Inn.
It may have
Anchor
a hotel
Inn.
Upstairs.
The Old Anchor Inn.
Yeah.
Nice, TK.
You're welcome.
His Google skills are
He stepped on a pop top. You know, back in the 70s,
I
they have
read.
the beers that the you would flip the pop top and people were just throwing them on the ground.
You stepped on one of those.
Stepped on a pop top.
That's probably as bad as a Lego.
Oh, worse. I've stepped on a pop top before and almost cut my toe off running around in a ditch after the rains when I was a little kid.
Ooh,
like running on a board, pushing the board.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You're from Florida.
That's right.
Wasted away again in Margaritaville.
How many little dive bars have you been to where you're having a cheeseburger or you're eating some hors d'oeuvres at a place on the beach or somewhere on vacation and you hear this song being played?
Everywhere. This song is ever present for me.
I used to be like, man, if they play this song one more time, I'm going to lose my mind.
It always
doesn't get tired of hearing it.
It's my own damn
song. It's just well written. It's just a good song. And this song has come to represent what the Keys disease is, you know, just chilling. Caribbean lifestyle.
I know.
Symbolizes it.
It's my own damn fault.
What a great song.
Yeah.
What a great song. You know, they took Margaritaville to Broadway at one point, too. I mean, this guy was super successful. He started a, like, Broadway-style show, theater show in Miami, and it did so successful that they ended up taking it to Broadway.
How the hell you take Margaritaville to
Broadway?
Well,
I'll tell you. He hooked up with a writer who wrote an old story that Jimmy was a fan of his book.
Flipped a record.
And the story was about a guy who, you know, left his big job in New York City to go live in the Caribbean and pretty much check out of life and realized he was happier with no money relaxing on the beach than he was. That was the moral of the story. So Jimmy approaches this guy. I wish I could remember his name. He's got a weird name. The writer. Old guy. But Jimmy reached out to him and he didn't even know who Jimmy Buffett was. But some publishers that he had worked with in the past were like, yeah, this Jimmy Buffett has a big following. You might want to do this with him. And so he helped to write the screenplay, and they kind of wrote it after that book. Because it's similar to Jimmy's story where he kind of checked out and moved down to the Keys and kind of found himself. Where this guy was a big New York executive, threw away his suit for some flip-flops, and lived a better life with no money in the sunshine.
Hey.
And that's kind of the story they tell on the Broadway show.
He must have moved to Florida.
That's great.
Cars and westbound trains. This is a good song, too. You guys have heard this one, right?
Come Monday.
You're off on vacation. Oh, you need to start playing this in your beach set. If you're a DJ, you want to play something for the people when the sun is out and the coconuts are ripe both ways, come Monday, it'll be all right. It's a song he's singing to his wife where he feels bad that he's out on the road, but soon, come Monday, he'll be back by her side.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this before. That part right there is really popular.
I can't help it, honey.
I had to go screwing around with some other chicks.
That's all right, he's a billionaire. They can do that.
And that's what happens when you're rich.
Yeah, it's cool, it's cool.
You guys ever been to a Jimmy Buffett show? Any of you?
No.
Not even. And it was like,
I would like to go to one.
Not going to go to one.
In heaven.
You know, when you get to heaven, you go to the best concerts you ever go to.
Oh, the music is exquisite.
Oh, man. It's top tier back Tuesday. I remember when I was a kid, and when he would come to town, like he'd come to St. Louis, and his TV commercial would be on, and like, Jimmy Buffett coming to Busch Stadium, blah, blah, blah. I do remember that. And it, I could tell it was a big deal. You know, so, yeah. I guess I would have loved the experience at least once, right?
The thing I respected about these followers that he had, these parrot heads, which there's a story behind that, how the name came about. He's at a concert in 1985 at Kings Island. If you know where that is, it's just outside of Cincinnati, Ohio. And he's playing a show there. And he uses binoculars at one point in between songs to look out across the crowd. And he says, boy, look at all those deadheads out there. And his bass player, which I got to look up his name, but his bass player said, them aren't deadheads. Them are parrot heads. He came up with that name, and next thing you know, it stuck. And damn. Then people started, like the fans started calling themselves the parrot heads. And then some guy in 1989 started like the first parrot head club. And then now I guess there's clubs all over the place. And the thing I respect about this outfit is they say they party with a purpose. So a lot of these shows, they get wasted, but they also raise money. I guess they, to this date, they have raised like $20 million, the parrot heads have, for the environment. They raise a lot of money to save the natural ecosystem here in the Sunshine State.
That's one of the things I love about Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, he would stand up for conservation a lot.
We got the sea cows here, manatees, and he did a lot to help to draw attention to the fact they're getting whacked by boats and had to put some slow down stuff and help to
That's awesome,
get the population back up, which I think it is.
Well, you hear stories all the time, though, about them getting hit by boats. It sucks.
It's hard.
People got to be careful, man. I would imagine it's hard, too. Like, they're underwater. Gotta go slow.
They're slow.
Is this a Changes in Latitudes?
It is.
This is a big song, I remember.
Yeah.
I used to DJ this legendary Halloween party for a guy that was like multi-millionaire down in Naples, Florida, and he lived right on the Gulf. He loved Jimmy Buffett. And this guy, this is how I got introduced to some of these songs, because I was a younger DJ back in these days, and he would tell me like, hey, play Pirate Looks at 40. Hey, play Changes in Latitudes, Changes in Attitudes. Hey, play Pencil Thin Mustache. All these songs, I'd be like, what is all these songs? But then you would play them, and it really would set a vibe to everybody that was there. It's like this escape. It's like a vibe that it does set a mood for when you're out on the water.
Yeah, it's like, it's so kind of like ragtag a little bit, but it's just so musical at the same time, the way he puts the songs together.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And some people, I don't understand the like crazy fandom where like literally they'll follow him for 50 straight shows. People will brag about how similar to the way they did the Grateful Dead.
That's what it makes me
and
think
Fish.
Of.
And Fish, where it's like this cult following of people that just follow this guy. He's even said that sometimes it's like the fandom, he appreciates it and he's thankful for it and he loves them, but it's almost too much. He even said, like, at some point I think to my fans, get a life. You're coming to every single one of my shows and following me around. He's thankful, but also at times thought it was a little creepy.
Well, I mean, when you're old, rich, and ain't got nothing to do, like,
I think Memphis will
drink.
Memphis will love this next song.
Is it rap?
Nope.
I'll kill you tomorrow.
Listen to the lyrics of this one. This is a good one. It's a good one to play as the very
of Memphis when I hear
the
this
very
song.
Last really? Song. You play this as the last song of the night in your set.
I really do appreciate the fact you're sitting here.
This sounds really country to me.
Yeah.
It's kind of groovy.
Voice sounds so wonderful, but your face don't look too clear.
You wrote it as a satire at first.
So barmaid, bring a pitcher, another round of brew. Honey, why don't we get drunk and screw?
Nice.
I've heard this
I
at
agree.
Weddings before.
Why don't we?
Why don't we get drunk and screw?
So this is like of a real song.
Yeah.
Like, goddamn. I've heard it. I love it.
Water.
I'm totally adding this into my closing set. Fuck yeah. Oh, hell.
Honey, I don't think
the song's all about getting drunk, and it's saying here in Song Facts that Buffett had his fair share of drunken antics in the 70s, like the time he got sauced up on tequila and subsequently pummeled by wrestler-turned-sheriff Buford Pusser.
I think it's you quite obvious
his name.
What the song's about.
You got the pusser on you, man.
An incident that inspired the 1999 track, Semi-True Story. Jimmy Buffett was out there getting drunk.
And screwing.
What was the other song you were telling me about? Tomcatty's got a song called My Gummy Just Kicked In.
That's the name of the song. It's
That's a newer song.
Yeah, don't know where I'm going, don't know where I've been, but what I do know is
My Gummy Just Kicked
my
In.
My Gummy Just Kicked In.
And, I want to hear that, man. That
it's a good one.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it's and a good screw. One.
I like this song. I co-sign it.
I just got a waterbed. It's filled up for me and you.
Do you guys remember waterbeds?
Yeah, oh, that's old school 80s pimping right there.
Yeah, my granddaddy had one.
Yeah.
Why?
You can lure a chick back into your waterbed. Now she'd just be like, no, I'm not getting on that thing. No.
I'll squirt on my own.
What is that?
Why don't we get drunk?
Although the throwbackness of it might work in your might work.
You think?
Yeah, you have a spare room with just the waterbed.
You got to have the silk sheets on there too, so you just you want the satin sheets.
Get the satin sheets.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, there you
sheets,
in there.
You sliding all over the place.
But here's the one thing you forgot. Waving you got to put slack. the mirrors on top of the ceiling.
Definitely.
Oh yeah,
got to have the mirror Jimmy on the Buffett. Ceiling.
And a size two.
1970s. So circa.
Yeah. Smack it from all directions.
Yes, sir.
Pencil thin mustache.
It's a good one. Jimmy Buffett died at 76, and you know his birthday on Christmas. He was born December 25th, 1946.
That's cool.
I'm looking at the obituary here that they released on his website. I'll read some of it because it's kind of long. But I think, you know, we're honoring Jimmy Buffett today. This is a statement from his family. The beloved singer-songwriter Jimmy Buffett passed away at his home in Sag Harbor, Long Island, on Friday, September 1st, 2023. He was 76, and he had been fighting Merkel cell skin cancer for 4 years. But he continued to perform during the treatment, playing his last show, a surprise appearance, in Rhode Island back in July. So literally playing 2 months before he died. That's the way to go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
With a recording career that spanned more than 50 years and includes the hits Margaritaville, Come Monday, and It's 5 o'clock Somewhere, which is a song he did with Alan Jackson. It says, although he was best known for his upbeat party songs, Buffett first achieved notoriety for thoughtful ballads that showed the influence of Texas songwriters such as Jerry Jeff Walker and Canadian Gordon Lightfoot. Bob Dylan praised Buffett for He Went to Paris, which we heard earlier. He had a third career as an entrepreneur. He built a diversified lifestyle brand business, including Margaritaville hotels, restaurants, retirement communities, along with Landshark Beer. I didn't realize that beer was his.
That's right.
Landshark Beer is his. Buffett's branding and business acumen made him one of the most financially successful musicians of all time. A billionaire. He'd like to say that the job of singing for a living was descended from the profession of the court jester. And of course, the jester, those were the guys that would dress up for the kings and queens and wear the little Joker outfits.
It's funny because that's the way I always think of it when I see people up there entertaining, unfortunately.
In lieu of flowers, the family requested donations be made to Jimmy Buffett's foundation, Singing for Change, and to a women's hospital and a cancer institution. And that's on his website, jimmybuffett.com. A lot of cool t-shirts on his site.
Oh, yeah?
That's a Western swing tune, it was called.
A Western swing tune.
Yeah. No, it definitely has a different vibe. Not as beachy.
Is this grapefruit, juicy fruit?
Yes, it is.
Ooh.
Right on.
I don't really 100% remember this one. They say that a lot of surgeons throughout the years, especially in the late 80s and throughout the 90s, that they would put on Jimmy Buffett while they would do surgeries because it would
chill them out.
And help chill them out. And Bill Clinton even admitted that while he had knee surgery, he asked his surgeon, please, while I'm having the surgery, put on Jimmy Buffett.
And when Monica Lewinsky came in, I told her to put on that buff, and I lied.
Actually, I told her to put on Two Live Crew. Actually, it wasn't Jimmy Buffett.
I lied that buff.
You think old Billy got Monica with some Two Live Crew?
Yeah.
Insert dirty joke here.
I'm thinking Pop That Pussy was playing when he got there.
Monica. Yes.
Well, he did not have sexual relations with that.
All right.
Best Lewinsky.
I guess when you're at a Jimmy Buffett show, if you want to have the official drink of the Parrot Heads, you have tequila, Cointreau, and lime juice, and then you put a little salt around the limb, around the rim.
The limb?
Yeah. Limited up there.
Put it on that limited. I may have had too many myself today. But what is Cointreau? I don't know if I've ever had that.
It's like a little mixer. Or like not a mixer, but like it's like I want to say like a liqueur or something like that.
Yeah, tequila, Cointreau, and lime juice with a little salt on the rim.
It's like a margarita.
Yeah.
Well, that is a margarita.
Duh.
Is that what a margarita is? I don't know. I'm not a bartender.
That's a margarita.
Unless you want to freeze it, then it's a frozen margarita.
Then it is a frozen.
Either
margarita.
People either want it frozen or they want it on the rocks, and then it's either salt or no salt. That's margarita styles.
Yeah.
I haven't had a Margaritaville since the mix. I don't think a man should be drinking margaritas.
The mix is every. Oh, margaritas are any sex. They're unisex. Margaritas are.
You need a more manly
drink. Mixture is everything. If the mixture's nasty, the margarita's nasty. And the tequila, I think, is that's pretty much.
Yeah, I'm not a big tequila guy, so.
What?
I'm not.
Why?
Tequila?
It's disgusting.
Tequila is amazing.
It's gross.
It's not.
It's a good high. Definitely.
It's a great one.
Oh, yeah, but it tastes like shit.
Bullshit. Now,
and if you get the right one, you have to get a Don Julio.
I just don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Clown
yeah, I can. I feel you. I didn't like it for the longest. But
it tastes bad, but the thing is, like, it's a totally different buzz than anything else. And when you really get into alcohol, you start to really separate. I was an alcoholic big time. But you can separate those buzzes, like... whiskey is going to give you a certain buzz.
Yeah, definitely.
But you can't get to the tequila buzz through whiskey. You can drink all the whiskey you want. You won't get the buzz that you get from tequila. So that's why I drink tequila. It gives you a very fun, happy buzz. Maybe It's good.
And especially if you're drinking the good stuff. Because for me, it's like drinking the good stuff. You got to do it, man. You just got to spend a few extra bucks for
it. When I get old, I'll start drinking again.
This song is perfect for drinking. It's called Boat Drinks.
Boat Drinks. It is Boat Drinks.
You're going to be on the boat. You're going to have drinks. You know, you got to listen to this song. Let's hear from the great Jimmy Buffett. He said he never wanted to be the leader of the band.
I wanted to start out, I'm really a simple Catholic altar boy who wanted to play bass in a band to meet chicks. That's what I wanted to be. I didn't want to be the front man. But my problem was, in those days, I was responsible enough to have credit at the music store. And I had to sign my name for the PA system. And I became the leader of the band. Totally unwilling, but...
Because you had the credit.
Because I had credit at the music store to protect my interests. From that, I had a knack for it. And I realized very early on that you had to have a sense of business to survive in entertainment.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That's right.
He had the credit at the music store. Therefore, he was the leader of the band.
He just wanted to meet chicks and be the bass player, dude.
Yeah, I'm the bass player in this band.
But when you got songs to write,
the Oysters, yeah.
You're going to write them.
And that was the name of the band, the Oysters?
Well, no, it was the Smoking Reefers.
No, the Coral Reefers.
The Coral Reefers.
Coral Reefers.
Smoking Reefers.
Yeah, I'm just the badass bassist in the Coral Reefers. You know, that's me, baby.
Here's a clip from Jimmy where he talks about where he finds the inspirations for these songs.
Actually, I get most ideas from traveling. And I don't try to write songs per se at the time. I keep a book of good expressions. Things written on bathroom walls or things people happen to say, but I always write them down, and then when I do go away and it's time to get serious about writing, I just open the book up and it's there's a brief little reminder of, you know, there might be some other things that'll stir in my memory, but that's basically how I do it.
Dude, that's exactly how I write shit.
Yeah.
Nice.
Exactly. Can't sail a ship on yesterday's wind. Just write down these. You just jot down these little things like, "Ooh, that's cool. I'll remember that." And then when you go to write a song, you're looking for an idea. Yeah. You have something. You come up with a melody, and then you fit in the things that.
Isn't your latest song called "Gangster Shit"?
That's a different kind of music.
what kind of music is that?
It's
what's
dubstep. It's dubstep. Yeah. But I put out one before that called "Lonnie Kai," which is this kind of music.
This is a good song. I don't know. Volcano, we were talking about this one earlier.
Yeah, this is it right here, isn't it?
When the volcano blows.
Yeah. Now I don't know. I should be eating a goddamn cheeseburger right now, guys.
I don't know where I'm going.
With some delicious fries and a tall Coke.
How do you have your fries, though? Like, what's kind? You got the waffle fries? You got the potato cut fries? You got,
they do the... real potato fries at Margaritaville.
Potato wedges?
No, it's just
French fried potatoes.
It's just a big ass potato.
French fried potatoes.
One potato.
And sometimes they have the skin on it, I think.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So there we go. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
So it's a baked potato?
They're like fresh.
No, I'm just a
fresh cut.
No, okay.
Potatoes.
And Heinz,
they're probably the thin, like light brown potatoes.
No,
not Idaho, the other ones.
Let me ask you something.
Know.
What is the purpose of lettuce?
I don't
lettuce
know. Where holds rainbow's gonna
no
go
purpose on the burger. Why lettuce?
It adds crunch.
If it's crispy, lettuce.
Yeah.
Well, why not arugula
or
spinach?
Pickle.
You can put any green on there.
Yeah.
Any green would work, really.
I like onions on mine.
Me too. Red onions.
Yep. See, y'all looked at me when I was crazy when I said red onions.
No.
You gotta grill them though.
Red onions are the best.
You gotta grill them.
Red onions are slimy.
Yeah. Dun, dun. Grill them red onions.
Don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Got another clip here from Jimmy Buffett talking about what drives him.
I can only say the first thing that pops into my mind is I remember years ago seeing kind of a has-been country singer working when I first moved to Nashville, working in a bar in a Holiday Inn. It was obvious that it had been somebody that had been there and come back down, and I never wanted to make that run back down. Remember me back in 1977, I had this one hit Margaritaville. I did not want to be one of those people.
And he decided to open that t-shirt shop in Key West. That started making him some money. And before you know it, he had written a couple more hits, and then that 5 o'clock somewhere really put him back on the map when he had that big hit with Alan Jackson. But for a guy who really only had two hits his entire career to be a billionaire, very inspiring.
I find a lot of the things that he did inspiring, especially being one of the first people to link with a liquor brand when he linked with Parrot Bay to do the stuff he did there. Now everybody does that. His restaurants, just the life, living kind of life of his songs, except for the smuggling, apparently.
He's a true entrepreneur. He always was. You could tell just, you know, by his music, his endeavors. He always was, like, thinking of the next thing to do.
By his smuggling innuendos.
But he was enjoying life while doing it, and I think that's the key.
I think he... The music also is like, you feel like, I could write this song. I could sing like that. I could,
sure.
You know, I could
He's
do that.
He's just a regular
you know?
Guy. Just a regular guy. You know? It's just,
and it does. It sets a mood. It's great. It's great music.
Yeah, he doesn't have like this incredible, you know, singing skills. He's not, you know, Freddie Mercury or no shit like that. But, I mean, his songs just hit different.
That's it, man. That's the album.
You know, we got through it. That's a good one.
It is.
Wow.
Those songs are going to exist on the islands for many, 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 many years to come.
Let's go eat.
That album that we just did came out in 1985, and we did have the vinyl, which it ended up costing me $100.
Damn.
Oh, damn.
Bro, what the fuck?
Tell the story.
I think I may have told the story a little on last episode, but the story goes, I wake up pretty early in the morning. I think I woke up about 4:45, 5 in the morning, and I see the headline that Jimmy Buffett died. I was like, oh man, I wonder if I could get one of his albums. So I look on eBay and I see this album, you know, Songs You Know By Heart, the Jimmy Buffett greatest hits that we just did. I see it for $30. I was like, oh, that's a good deal. $30, buy it. Then I wait a few days because sometimes it takes him a couple of days to ship. I end up messaging the guy I bought it from for $30 and I say, when is that thing going to ship? He messages me back like, oh, sorry, we've been caught up. At this point, it's shipping today. I was like, okay, great. So I wait and usually get tracking information. Didn't get it. So I message him back. Where's the tracking information? That's when he tells me, unfortunately, I misspoke and this item is no longer in stock and we'll have to refund your money. So they refund my $30. But now I'm like, okay, let me go out on the internet and find it. It's available, but most of them were 160, 130.
Damn.
I was lucky to get this piece of vinyl for $100. But I thought it was worth it for the show.
Well, this 100%. Is totally an investment for you.
Yes. But now I own the vinyl, Songs You Know By Heart, Jimmy Buffett's Greatest Hits, which the album in 1989 was certified gold and then 7 times platinum in 2005. And then when he died, his... which was just a few weeks ago. Songs You Know By Heart was back on the Billboard Hot 100, and it peaked at number 4 the week that he died. Mm. So people were out buying this album like me. I probably helped to move the needle to get him
totally
to number
did.
4. So that's pretty awesome. Cool that it's too bad we sometimes wait until somebody dies before we honor them. So
that's true.
We are somewhat, you know, jumping on the bandwagon. But maybe we can try to predict the next artist before they die. You know, play them and then they die.
All
or is
right,
that is
morbid.
That very morbid of me?
Yeah, let's just play them. And if they happen to pass, hopefully sometime from when we play it, then great. But whatever.
You mean
as long as we don't die, we're cool.
That would be really
good
cool.
To go.
Yeah.
Well, on next week's show, I've been kicking around a few albums. I just got an Ice Cube piece of vinyl.
Oh, you got me already.
You guys want to do some Ice Cube?
Hell, I like it.
Yeah. Yes. You better believe it, buddy.
All right, West
I'm gonna
Side.
Come in here ready to kick some ass.
West Side, man.
We're going to go from the beaches to the streets of Compton.
Yeah.
So next week, we'll be throwing down, I think it's the Predator was the vinyl that I got. We'll do that next week on Them Vinyl Boys. We are brought to you by Factor. If you go to factormeals.com/DVB50, you save 50% Factor Meals, ready in 2 minutes or less, and it gets delivered right to your front door. I actually have some Factor Meals today if you guys want to get down on some Factor Meals. They're really good. They're fast, fresh, and delicious. factormeals.com/DVB50 and save 50%. Again, thanks for listening. Keep the needle in the groove and keep it groovy, baby. We'll be back next week. Later.
Later.
Peace out.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.